I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Other people's parabolisms.
Yeah, OPP for short.
Jasmine seems to have some sort of work-related problem that maybe we can help out with. Jasmine?
Yay.
What's going on? How can we help?
So I have a problem, and it's super gross and irritating.
Okay.
A female colleague of mine at the office has a real problem with body odor.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's like absolutely disgusting. Oh. She recently got like very into nature and was like, I'm a free spirit. And like, great, fine, you know, live your life. Except that it's affecting the entire workplace. And it's awful.
Yep.
So is she just not showering, or is she not believing the chemicals that are in deodorants? Is it a little bit of everything? Like,
I think it's kind of both. Like, she keeps like bragging about like her river baths. Like, she just like goes into the river in her backyard, which I'm also like, that has to be like really cold and can't be good for you.
What the heck?
Yeah, and then like, also like refuses to use any deodorant or like sprays or anything because of like chemicals and stuff, which like is fine. There's at least some natural options. Like, it's really bad. And if the office is hot, it's like an overpowering smell, and like people are giving her this big wake, like they're not getting near her at all, and it's terrible.
Is she management at all? She's just a regular.
Yeah, you report to her, she report to you. Yeah. Where are we at on the hierarchy of things?
No, we're like both in sales, so we're in the same playing field in that regard.
She's a salesperson and smells like that.
Terrible.
She deals with the public.
Right. Yes, like clients notice it, and I'm absolutely certain that it like affects our ability to make revenue.
Yeah.
Because if she smells bad, like nobody, that's not attractive, and no one who's coming in to like want to make a sale or like want to buy something wants to spend time in her presence. And like, other people in the office are joking about it. And like, you know, obviously I have two, but like, there comes a point where it's actually a real problem. It's not just a joke.
You got to be careful with this too. I mean, there's a lot of rules. There's a lot
HR
of laws.
Rules.
There's a
I
lot
mean,
of,
but does like, is there HR will protect her, but HR should also protect you.
Yeah.
Because you have somewhat of a right to a clean work environment. If somebody is stinking up the place, you can, I mean, I don't want to say it's a hostile work environment, but it's definitely not
comforting. Yeah.
Right. Like, it's definitely like imposes on our, like, I dread going to the office now because of this. Whereas like before, you know, it would have been a non-issue.
It's affecting morale. It's affecting production. She's not selling. We got to get rid of her.
Right.
How do we?
Are
no
other
one
people
wants to say anything?
Are you guys all talking about her then? I mean, do you guys have little powwows where it's like
in the break room, you're ripping on her?
Yeah, I mean, is that happening? It's not just you.
No, goodness no, it's not just me. It's everyone in the office, and you know, I definitely have to admit, like, there's little like coffee corner, like, hey guys, yikes moments kind of throughout the day.
Yep.
But how do we fix? I mean, it seems like this is an HR issue, but like, or can you fix it on a human level? If she's,
yeah,
if this is a
question.
If this is a conscious choice, there's a difference, right? Because I think
it is a conscious choice.
I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think I can be smelly. I have like I'm a sweater. I by the time our day is over, I'm sure you're tired of being in a room with me.
Dude, I cannot smell you in any good or bad fashion at all. You have no sense.
Well, I wouldn't.
At least from here.
But I would say, I would hope.
I would say, yes.
That you would go like, man, This is awkward, but like you should rock a better deodorant, or maybe you should like double up the dabs of cool water you're throwing on your bod or whatever.
Yeah.
But like with this woman,
she has no friend at work. It sounds like someone that you could go to and go, hey, can you go tell her that she,
right.
Because between you and I think, you know, someone would come to me, someone would come to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But so how do we fix the girl? Because again, and with me, I don't want to sweat, but I do. She has chosen to turn a blind eye.
Steve Jobs, what she's doing.
Did he do that? I don't remember.
He was anti-everything.
I don't remember that part of
it. He was one of the most foulest smelling employees at that time.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right. Well, then, so what we have to do, I mean, I know they make those. There's companies out there that will send, and I don't want to do that. You know, where they'll send an anonymous note. It's like, because I've heard, like, if your receptionist has bad breath, they'll send like a care package of like Tic Tacs, gum, and assorted mouthwashes and go, hey, some people suggested this might be a good gift for you.
Jasmine, do we like this coworker, or do we care about hurting her feelings? Because if I,
you suddenly get.
Yeah, I mean, she's really nice, and I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Okay.
Which is really why no one has said anything yet.
Yes, that's true.
Can I ask a billion-dollar question? What if this wasn't a female coworker? Does it change it if it was a male? Because I feel like we don't care. If it was a male, we'd be bum rushing and going, bro, you stink. Because you can tell a man that he smells like butt without him losing it.
But where we always have to be tiptoeing around and walking on eggshells.
Seems like it could change it because she's a female. Would you feel, as a woman though, you should feel more comfortable talking to her, Jasmine. I don't know.
Yeah, I think if she were just like if it were a normal situation, I wouldn't be as worried. If it were just like a person who wasn't wearing deodorant, I'd be like, hey, you should probably do this. But because she's like constantly talking about like, I've chosen to love the world and free love and I'm going to save water and like all of this stuff, I'm like, then do I become like the evil bad guy? And so I don't know. I mean, I guess the situation might be different if it was a guy, but if it was a guy who was also like, I'm going to save water and hippie stuff like that. So I'm trying to like tread that line of like, okay, cool. I want to like respect your life choices.
But
where is the line of like, you stink and we have to deal with it.
Your life choices are affecting all of our lives.
There it is.
And there's a point
and
where
management needs to know that because it's dealing with production.
And I don't know how else to say this, but if she's chosen healthier food options,
got
to
be careful.
That can also change your digestive system. So she's probably not just smelly from one place. She's probably smelly from just about everywhere. If you get my, changes your digestion. Her mouth probably smells bad. All right, Jasmine, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to find the people who've tackled the smelly one and see if there's a tactful way. If HR has to get involved, I don't know.
And how you get protection. How can you guys?
Everybody has a right to believe what they believe, but at what point is she infringing? Don't move, Jasmine. We'll get you some advice.
Okay, real quick. You used to have a female manager that had that. Okay, and then we have a current coworker.
And I believe HR makes suggestions.
To that individual?
Yes.
That they can only suggest.
I don't know how it works, and I'm guessing that HR does not want to come on the air with us and tell us what.
Let's call them up.
So, I mean, if you've dealt with the smelly, either in your personal life or how do you tactfully come at them?
Every day you have to deal with it.
A little.
Yeah.
So what do you.
Okay, that's it. You're right.
What do you do when somebody at your job or somebody in your life doesn't smell great? And in this case, it's their personal choices that's making it happen. Kelly?
Yai.
You're HR, right?
Yes. So I am an HR manager. I have been for over 10 years. I've dealt with this a lot. There's a couple of ways to do it. Either you go to HR and they can intervene, which you guys have already suggested, but because this is actually probably affecting performance, I would actually recommend OP go to their manager, mention how her performance might have changed due to this change in her personally, and then it's up to the manager to address that. We've had to do this ourselves in my own company now, due to a very similar situation, and just say, hey, look, your expectations as a salesperson is to do X, Y, and Z. If A, B, and C are affecting performance X, Y, and Z, there has to be a change, and this is the change that I'm recommending for you to do in order to meet these expectations. We hire you for a particular reason. You have to meet those performances and those standards. Otherwise, you can't be in this company anymore.
Do you actually say, like, what do you, what's the politically correct word for you stink? Do you say the, like, employees have noticed an odor? I mean, what do you say to them as an HR person?
That you are no longer presenting yourself in a professional manner on your personal, like on your personal level.
Wow. Like hygiene, you say the word hygiene?
You can say hygiene as well if there is something particular, but it's usually the easiest way is to present it in a very broad way in order to bypass any, sensitivity issues.
You don't want to say anything.
A lot of things that can play into it.
Hey, Kelly, is it illegal for an employee or a coworker to plunk down like deodorant on their desk?
Great.
And just
like, hey, I tried this new.
Yeah, or even bring it
this
up.
New, hey, look, I got this and you might be way interested in it.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not. It might be considered, they could take offense to it. They might make a complaint. It's, but from the Denver standpoint, the Colorado standpoint, it's not illegal to make a suggestion. It would just probably be taken pretty offensively, depending on their personal relationship, and could lead to complaints, but they're not crossing legal boundaries.
What happens if it's the HR person that stinks?
Who do I go to then? God?
You go to the HR manager's role.
Like, I was just kidding, Kelly. You smell wonderful.
You smell great. Thank you, Kelly. I would not want to. That's, of all the jobs on the face of the planet Earth.
Me too.
Like, dealing with the
whiny
problems
sniveling.
Of the
problem. Yes.
Larry?
Yeah, it's Larry.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I would definitely suggest in a very nice way. I'd be like, hey, girl, I know that you're doing, like, things the all-natural way, but did you know, like, limes, for instance, that you could cut them and put those underneath your armpits, and it'll get rid of your BO, and you're not doing anything terrible to the environment? Or
is that true?
I didn't know limes.
So you just leave limes under you? Like, you're walking around with like a margarita under there?
Yeah, I was going to say the garnish and booze. That'd be perfect.
Literally, it works. So when I was pregnant with my little girl, I was super crazy, paranoid, pregnant lady who didn't want any aluminum in my body. So I was using limes to deter BO under my armpits, and it actually works. It does.
Just rub the lime juice, or do you actually carry a lime?
So literally you just have a lime and then you cut it in half and you put it under your arms and it lasts for a long time.
But you're walking. Doesn't the lime fall out?
No, you don't keep the lime under your arm. You rub it. You like dab it under your armpit.
Oh, and then you take the lime away.
And
then
you just smell
limey. You're putting on deodorant, but you're putting lime juice underneath your armpit.
That rocks.
I feel like it's now a marinade. You've got the acid.
No,
now you need a little base in there.
Like, when you're pregnant, you're sensitive. You could smell a lot better when you're pregnant. No. It literally works.
All right, so we're going to go look up holistic
lime.
BO. Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is a supervisory issue. I supervised about 40 people. I am retired now. But this situation was brought to me, and it was a female staff that I had to address. So I had to pull her in and very carefully, very tactfully, explained this had come to my attention. And so I wanted her to know that, with being in close proximity to other staff, that, we just needed to address it. So just kind of put it out there very gingerly, because I had to rate people and all this kind of stuff. So, it would have been.
But it's not on your employee evaluation. It's like, I did great in sales. I did great in inner office communications. It doesn't say I reek.
Yeah.
Like I smell bad. That's not one of your self-assessments, but I appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Ken. Abby.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I think that I dealt with a situation a couple of days ago with an employee.
Ooh.
I did. And it was really uncomfortable and horrible, and I was dreading it. But the best way to do it is to take an HR, you know, put on your HR hat and reference what is in the handbook. In our handbook, it's really important for our salespeople to be the face of our company. So what we decided to say to this gentleman, who's very sweet and kind of like the caller's situation, it's a lifestyle choice.
Yep.
Just said that you need to freshen your breath and you need to.
You can't even get through it because you know how politically.
Yes.
But I mean, as long as you have the handbook in hand, I mean, you have some. Thank you for the call.
Hit him upside the head with the handbook.
Page 23. If that doesn't do it for you, here's some lines.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.